This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is kind of a gross topic, but I trust that you guys will handle it with maturity and the seriousness that it deserves.
All right.
But recently in the news, boogers have really gotten a lot of publicity.
Wow.
There was a study out recently that said that boogers were bad for you. And then now they've come back and they've added some new studies that says, oh, wait, boogers are actually possibly good for you. And it's okay if your kid eats them. Now,
wow.
I don't trust science or doctors anymore because of the way they tend to flip-flop on these stories.
Right. Well, and what are the health contents? Are there like a little sticker on the side? That's... You know, how much sodium's in that?
There's a lot of sodium in boogers.
Okay.
No.
There is. Taste one.
You got to think that these, whatever scientists will come, whoever pays them more money, mm-hmm. they'll say, yes, like tobacco is bad for you. And then next time, yes, tobacco's not as bad as we thought.
Or milk or bran.
Yes. So like the booger industry probably
right.
paid off these guys to say that boogers.
You remember that YouTube video of the coach that was eating bugs?
Yeah.
He was eating them, and they caught him. And, I mean, you know, he still is around. Like, what, you know, his friends saw that on YouTube.
Right.
He's healthy, right?
And you'd have to think, you know, my friends know that I pick my nose now. Or he's got
not just pick his nose. He would pick them and eat them.
I know.
I'd move.
This is an uncomfortable subject.
It is. And that's why I brought it up, because I want to go ahead and discuss this. Like, maturely.
We can't.
Disgusting this.
They say now that, oh, it may be good for you because it can boost your immune system.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad you picked this topic.
I guess I was aiming too high to hope that you might handle this maturely.
Don't blow it.
It's not that funny.
You guys on a roll. I can't think of anything.
Booger.
Okay. Go ahead, Tom,
okay,
really.
What was she saying?
The doctors say that it may be good for your teeth also to eat your boogers.
Well, I don't want that toothpaste.
Can we determine that the booger is actually the dirt that you inhale and the body fluids that are up in your nose?
That's not true completely, because it could be the stuff that's coming out of your body.
Body
too.
Fluids, right?
Boogers are pretty much, though, coming up near the top. You don't get a booger from you just pointed at your lungs.
Well, when you have a cold, that's where it's coming from.
Well, and you're filtering the air through those little hairs.
Right.
So you have little minuscule trapped germs and particles of dirt in there.
Right. But that's what they say. They say this exposes you to these germs in a way that is less likely to give you the illness. If you inhaled it into your lung, you might catch the cold. But if you eat it in booger form, then you're less likely to get the cold, but your body establishes the immune response.
Kind of like a vaccine.
Mm.
And so God designed the body to have those big nose hair filters that we have. And Heidi, you have some. They're incredible.
She waxes. What are you talking about?
Waxes her nose hair.
Now, do you think this will like spread to like California, where they do weird things, and there'll be little cafes popping up, booger cafes, come and have a little booger topped mulatto?
Hope not.
They'll just smoke it or put it in brownies.
There you go. I want mine with ranch dressing, please. I want to cover up the taste if I can.
That's not brownies I want.
It'd be greenies.
Not. Can you imagine your friends like, hey, I'm inviting everyone over for some special brownies tonight. And you get there, and after 30 minutes, you're like, I don't feel anything. And they're like, no, it's going to help your immune system.
These are delicious booger brownies.
So maybe the no vaccine people will go for that.
Maybe the no vaccine people will be like, we're not eating boogers. And then they'll look like they were right all along, because that's just gross. I find it odd that not long ago there was a report out that said that eating boogers is bad. And so now they've flip-flopped again.
Yeah.
They've gone back and forth. It was good, bad, and now it's good again. How many times can they do that before we call them out and go, we don't trust you anymore, we don't believe you guys anymore?
But they'll never be called out, because there's always going to be a group of people that agree with their outcome. Like, there's probably booger eaters. This coach probably going, it's about time they realized what I was doing back then.
Or at least he's going, whew, that's an excuse now. Whenever my friends call me out, I'll be like, hey, I knew this was good.
But you got to think, though, I'm like, anybody getting caught doing that?
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way out anymore, especially if you're a grown-up. If you're a kid, let's say under 6, I think you're okay.
Yeah. I'll say under 11 or 10 or 11.
Okay, so you're saying a 9-year-old?
Anything under, let's say under 13. Okay. Under your teens is forgiven and washed away.
Yeah.
But once you become a teenager, you should not eat boogers anymore. And Hawk, I can't believe you are saying that, you know, oh, if someone gets caught doing this, ha, ha, ha. Every stoplight you've ever been in, you've been caught doing this.
No, that's different. I do not eat them. That's gross.
Okay. You got a point.
All right, so how often do you pick? Because I don't ever. I clean my nose after the shower in the mornings, and I never have any issues.
The only time I really pick is whenever I have a Kleenex, and I'm using the Kleenex.
Yes.
And I might stick I use the Kleenex like a sheath over my finger.
Yeah.
Because if there's one you just can't get and you're trying to get it. But I don't go digging with a bare finger, I don't think, ever.
Okay. Are you one of those fancy people, though, that don't look after you blow your nose? Because it's hard not to do that.
You got to look. Got to make sure you got what's in there out.
Oh, my God.
Gross. You just breathe and you can tell. You know that,
that
little hangy one?
She's one of those fancy people.
That little hangy one that you can just,
that flaps
when
in
you
the wind.
Breathe.
She's
and
not
you can,
fancy anymore.
And you can, it's like clogging up part of your nose. And so you just have to blow your nose and it feels so good when you get that one out.
I just do this.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I knew one I couldn't trust.
It was clean, though. You could tell it was clean, though.
I hope you've enjoyed your breakfast this morning, folks.
Oh, I don't think they're having breakfast this morning.
I don't know. Booger pancakes sound pretty
gross.
Good.
I gotta tell you. Kanye wrote a song about nose picking. I'll play that for you here in a second.
Oh, wow.
I picked this song for you to hear this morning.
He said he picked it.
Yeah, I'll see what you did.
I'll play it for you in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.